Hello, and welcome to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and today we're welcoming back Devika Nafo, the founder of The Mom Market. Devika first joined us last summer to talk about The Mom Market when it was just starting. So we're going to learn all the crazy things that have happened between now and then. Really quickly, thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, WDIY 88.1 FM, Banco Beverage Company, and our friends at QuoteAhead.com. Devika, welcome back to the show. How are we doing?
Hey, George. It's so great to be back here. It feels like a full circle moment, just having our one-year anniversary coming up at the Mom Market. You were one of the first people that I spoke to on a public media platform when we did start out, so feels very special being back here.
Well, I feel honored. It was really neat because you're doing the things that people are saying, I wish I could do that. I want to do that. But you're doing it. And by doing it, the Mom Market, which you started last year, takes place in the Bethlehem Rose Garden. I'm going to let you kind of explain to people the genesis. So bring us from last year when you started it to this year and kind of everything that is. I mean, we only have a couple minutes here, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, so the Mom Market, we're a community organization. We curate high caliber seasonal market spaces and also community events. And all of that's designed with female entrepreneurship in mind. More importantly, we build environments and spaces for mom owned and women owned businesses to come together, to be supported, to grow their businesses, to learn alongside one another. So, when we started out, the idea to start the Mom Market was really based off of this belief that moms should not have to sacrifice their ambition for family life. And the two can be true. They can coexist together. It just has to do with finding the right balance and having a support system that's built in into the place that we live and breathe, the Lehigh Valley. This is our ecosystem. We've got to nourish it. And we have all these active women that are starting their own businesses, and just bringing them together on this comprehensive platform has been so powerful. So we are coming up on our 1 year, which we're so excited about. When we did first start, we had 40 women who invested in my crazy vision and this idea of creating the Mom Market. And from then, we have built a community platform that has supported over 160 women and mom-owned businesses.
Which is crazy. Congratulations on all that. It's like, what'd you do in the last year? Like, all of that. How many individual events did you put on?
Yes. I believe we're coming up on our fifth season now. So we do one a quarter. So within the five seasons, 160 businesses we've partnered with. Yeah.
And, you know, that's all taking place at the Bethlehem Rose Garden. So, you know, it's outdoors for people who haven't been here. It's one of the more beautiful parks in the Lehigh Valley, especially for something like this. There's walking paths through it. And there's all sorts of different. Can you talk about just like a few of some of the different entrepreneurs and maybe that you've come across over the last few years?
Of course. Yeah, I think the beauty of the Mom Market is that we support women in any stage of their business. So whether they are just starting out, they have this idea, they want to create like the concept and kind of refine their offerings, their services, whatever that might be, or that they're more established, they're now opening up a brick and mortar. We've kind of seen it all like with and in between that spectrum. And I do think it's really beautiful to support the women in whatever stage of their business and professional journey that they're in. So the Mom Market really houses everything under the sun, from wellness, beauty, aesthetics, hair, arts, crafts, food, nonprofits, schools. We really bring the best of the best in the Lehigh Valley to the forefront of our community. We are all about making things accessible, bringing really incredible and valuable resources to the community so that, families and women just know that these things are available to them.
Yeah, it's interesting as you're talking about it, I'm thinking like, wow, this must be such an awesome networking opportunity for some of these other entrepreneurs as well. I know as much as anybody, like, you know, meeting other people who, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say like a lot of these entrepreneurs are siloed, like they're doing it on their own. Maybe we're using AI or whatever, but they don't maybe have that, the office camaraderie and shooting stuff off of other people. Sure. So to maybe meet with other moms who are going through the same thing, even if it's not the same exact business, that's got to be helpful.
Yeah, 100%. I think that the people that we attract in the mom market, they're active community members. They have the desire to connect. They want to meet new people. So whether you're a business owner or you're just a community member in the Lehigh Valley, like, this is an amazing place to meet really, really amazing people. So, yeah. And I think also, people at the end of the day are what makes the mom market what it is. It's the women. They are the heartbeat of the community organization that, you know, we are building together. And, you know, this season, kind of segueing a little bit, you know, not only is it our 1 year anniversary this summer, but we're also partnering with an incredible nonprofit called Kids Market. And this is something that I have wanted to do for the longest time, but it really came down to finding the right people to work with that were really aligned with building this mission and really creating the mom market and establishing ourselves as like this entrepreneurial hub in the Lehigh Valley. So we are really excited to bring that this summer.
So again, if you're catching up, Sunday, August 23rd, Bethlehem Rose Garden, 9 to 2. It's the Summer Glow event, but it's going to include a dedicated kids market, which is...
A little bit about the Kids Market. Sure. So the Kids Market, they are an established nonprofit. They operate nationwide. They have supported over 100,000 kids. So it's kids ages 5 to 17. And they've established this platform and space for these young trailblazers to really build these real life skills, to interact with customers and to kind of tap into this business mentality. So I find it to be incredibly valuable to offer this opportunity for kids to know how to use their voice, to learn and like pivot in real time, to gain this exposure, to really build them, build their confidence up, to allow them to learn what it means to be a comprehensive human being and actually use their voice for good. So I think that there's a lot of opportunity here. The Kids Market is so amazing. They have generated over $8 million in revenue, the kids alone. So they are really making an impact nationwide.
Wow. So what is it? Are we going to have some local young entrepreneurs who have tents set up there and they're selling what they're... Yeah. Do you have any examples at all?
Yeah. So really, I think in terms of the items and products that the kids sell, we're kind of less concerned about like having one vendor per offering in that category where we do that for the women to really diversify our ecosystem. It's really more about building those life skills. So we'll have kids who are selling plant clippings, or we have someone selling eggs, which is great, from their farm, or cinnamon rolls. So there's a lot of different things, but the best part about this is that the way that the Kids Market is structured is, you know, the parents can be there to support the kids, but it's only the kids that are allowed to actually interact with the customers. So they're really bound to ensure that the kids are getting the full experience of what it means to be a part of the Kids Market.
This is really interesting. So I'm imagining after you do it one time, you're going to probably get a lot of people who are like, how can I get involved? So I'm going to ask for them ahead of time. Is this something where, you know, after this event, you want to hear from more people who might want to be involved for the next Kids Market? What's the plan here to keep these ongoing?
100%. So we, after our summer market on August 23rd, we have our last market of the season, which is going to be October 25. And this is our spooktacular fall fest. It's one of my personal favorite seasons. You have all the Halloween festivities. Everything is just so vibrant and electric, and we're looking to have the Kids Market again that season. And I think it's a really beautiful opportunity too for the women in our community that aren't entrepreneurs, but they have kids that can get involved in the mom market still. So it's a really nice segue that we can bridge that connection too. So
not everybody's an entrepreneur. Some people just are the moms of entrepreneurs who, you know, it's fine too. There's nothing wrong with that. The mom market really has that authenticity to it. I'm not talking bad about any other type of market, but like with yours, I don't know, like the purpose is there. You know, so when you're meeting with people, it's like the owners really want to be there. Like, yeah, so there's kind of that infectiousness with it.
100%. And I'm so glad that you can see that too. It's something that I preach day and night, like before, during, and after our events. It's like our market is more than just a market space. It is a community, and nurturing that community is so important to me as an organizer. But that's like the purpose of everything that we're building, is to create a more connected environment and support system for moms and women so that they can continue to grow professionally, personally, and in between.
And it's just, it's interesting too, because it's like a different, we talk about third places like all the time. And I know it's a market, but that it's still a third place, especially when I've met you there. I've networked with other people who I've met there. So yeah, anytime that I've been to the market, it's more than just going there to shop. Even I've networked myself. So yeah, it's really like, what you've done is really interesting. I'm sure that there's other people being like, what is taking notes from what you've been able to accomplish in the last year? Because I mean, you have your own things that you do. Yeah, outside of the mom market, including being a mom. So like, maybe talk about your personal journey quick. Like,
yeah, sure.
The future, you know, what are you thinking? How's it going?
Yeah, I mean, everything's going great. I think it really does come down to balance, like being a full-time mom, working full-time, finding the right median can feel really challenging, but having created the support system, the mom market truly came from my own obstacles that I was facing as a mother, and like how I can create a more connected community, not only for myself, but for other moms here too. So everything that I've built with the mom market is everything that I wish I had really early on postpartum that I didn't have. So being able to like curate everything so naturally, it really does feel like a blessing. It feels like everything that I can not only give back to our community, our women, but also to myself in a way.
I'm proud of you, right? Like it's a really cool thing. Well, it's a really cool thing it's fun to see new things pop up in the community that you live in, and they're from a genuine place, you know?
Yeah. Like,
it's really nice to see that. It's really organic. And then to have the kids stuff thrown in there.
Yeah, I'm so excited about the kids market.
So number one, you know, let's reiterate, it's Sunday, August 23rd is the Summer Glow event at the Rose Garden with the first kids market. And then what's the October date again?
October 25, which is also a Sunday.
Okay. And October 25th. So those will be the last ones of this year.
Yep.
And then how then, if somebody is interested, if they're listening to this in December, what can they do? Reach out to you and that's how they become a vendor, put in a form?
Yeah, so we actually just launched our website, which is really exciting. So that's
We should have led with that. What are we doing?
I know, this has been a long time coming. To streamline like a one-stop shop platform with all your questions, anything you want to get connected. It's momsmeetmarket.com, M-E-E-T. You can find everything there. And then if you want to get involved as a vendor, a sponsor, a donor, a volunteer, you want to collab on an event, whatever that might be like, reach out via the website. We have our contacts form. We also have our social platform. So you'll have all the updates happening there.
Well, you're making it easy enough for people to find out more information. We'll be there. Like, again, I always love coming through and seeing what you guys are doing. So Devika, it's always a pleasure. We'll see you at the Rose Garden in August and October, and come back on in the new year. We're excited to see what's next.
Amazing. Thank you so much, George. It's great talking.
See you soon.